You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, that's right. We here. Can I get a chupapi muñeño?
What's that?
Yo, 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 this your boy. This your boy Just. This your boy Just.
What's up, Daddy? Some papi stacky. What the fuck was
that? It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, here with the Pornhub Pop.
It's Pornhub Pop. You got to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had to bring a guest over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From Smackin' It Raw.
Yeah. You know, I'm out here.
Yep. I think our connection is a little messed up. But
Wrestling Podcast on Pornhub.
But yeah, go ahead. Do you want to introduce our guest, Vince?
Yeah. You know, he is the proprietor of all things Creation World. He is, I forget what is it of podcasting, something of podcasting. He's my good friend. You know, the warden Matt Ritter. What's up, Matt?
None of what Vince said is true. Travis is the proprietor of all things Creation World. Not me. I am, however, the innovator of podcasts on Pornhub.
There you go. That's
host of Smacking a Raw and Getting Off, yes, and the Creation Conversation, the number one wrestling horror and all that nerdish news podcasts on places you can find people having sex. The patron saint of podcasting, the warden, Matt Ritter. Also, what the fuck was the word Justin kept saying?
Chupapi muñeño?
You said that, and then you said something before Pornhub Poppy.
It sounded like Chulo,
but it didn't sound like Chulo.
Oh, my bad. I think my connection was messed up, but I said the true Pornhub Poppy.
Oh, because I heard chuno, and I'm like, I don't know what a chuno is. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but that is a word I've never heard before.
But yeah,
man, we got you on here. You know, you're tagging in for Benji. He's taking the month off. He's got his own
tagging in for Benji. Benji doesn't exist.
But you know, since Matt was on here, I kind of wanted to give him his own little thing. You know,
mm-hmm. y'all, I appreciate that. Y'all didn't hear about the UFO that came down over just north of Chicago and collected Benji and took him back the fuck home, which is why we haven't seen him.
Yo, Benji phone home. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Benji wherever he is.
Shout out to the artist Calavera.
We don't know, because I tried reaching out to him on Discord, and apparently his cell phone service doesn't reach back around Jupiter. So,
listen.
Metro PCS.
I believe the man is very busy. He is a very wanted man. Not wanted like that, but you know, he's very wanted by.
I don't know. I've heard some things. He might be wanted like that, depending on where he went and how he got back.
Yo. No, but yeah, shout out to Benji. Shout out to Garn. Shout out to Daryl. Shout out to our peoples that are listening. But yo, let's just get straight into it. You know what I'm saying? What type of fan were you for the wrestling week?
Okay. Who wants to kick things off?
I'm an exhausted wrestling fan. I did Smackin' a Raw. Mm. I did
Young Kings
Wrestling, and then I recorded a podcast for our Patreon that you guys should go check out over at patreon.com/creationworld. No, not Return to Wrestling. It was If You Have to Ask. Me and my wife, Kate, Bridget, and Mara sat down, and we talked about bad relationships and breast milk. Then I did The Creation Conversation, and then I did The Creation Conversation, and then I watched Raw, and I watched NXT, and I watched AEW, and I watched two horror movies for Getting Off this Sunday, and I don't know how I've had time to really do anything else with my life, but I'm fucking tired.
And you're here.
And now I'm here.
See, this is the work. This is the fun part of your life. You know what I'm saying? When you're here with us, chilling.
You know what?
You know what? I'm a little hold on. I'm a little disappointed because, listen, this has been in the works now since I think about Saturday, and I've had a couple different text messages from Justin and Vince about what the show was going to be, both of them asking me to come on and what the sweaty session was going to be. And I didn't really know until like yesterday, but also I was told that a certain group of people were getting together, yet for some reason on the Get Yo podcast, not one person has mentioned the fact that we are collectively known as the Chicago Meatpacking District.
Yes, facts. We are.
Facts.
Bringing the meats just like
we have the meats. We have
Vince is the chorizo. I'm the gabagool.
The gabagool.
Justin.
I could be the lechon or the longanisa.
The lechon. You know, obviously, yeah. You know, you got that lechon dairy diaries thing going on over there. Yeah. So, you know. Dairies.
Okay. No, I was going to mention that when we started actually doing, you know, winners and losers. But yeah, this is the Meatpacking District, Chicago Meatpacking District episode. You know what I'm saying? A variety of meats for all your swallows.
Smell the meat, not the heat.
Not to be confused with the Chicago Fudge Packing District. Completely different place.
No association. No association
whatsoever. No, but I appreciate that, man. You know, you had all that time that you put into watch wrestling, and you're still here.
He's kicking it with us. Podcasting the whore.
Yeah.
You know, he always talks about
I am a whore.
You are a whore.
I am a whore.
You've been a podcasting whore this last week.
I have.
Good to see you, man. Getting out there. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Love to see it.
I think I'll go next. I think the type of wrestling fan I was kind of a flabbergasted wrestling fan, you know. Okay. And it's kind of weird because, you know, with everything that's going on outside of WWE, with that man, it doesn't make it weird to watch wrestling, right? And I think there's a point where you have to separate everything that's going on with those people, and you just kind of have to appreciate the content for like why you like it. You can't be distracted on shit that's going on that doesn't really involve wrestling. I mean, it's hard to get away from it.
Downstream product,
you mean. Right? And it's hard to get away from because you know when we're in it, social media content and other podcasts that we're in and people that talk about it and how disgusting it is, it's hard to get away. But it didn't turn me away from how fun Royal Rumble was, how fun watching the you know, NXT was and Raw and, you know, kind of tonight's Dynamite in some cases. But yeah, you just kind of have to don't let that you know, cloud your vision on why you like wrestling. So for me, I kind of flabbergasted, you know.
Okay. All right. For me, I've been a heartbroken wrestling fan.
Okay, Shawn Michaels.
Okay. And no, I lost a little bit of my smile this wrestling weekend.
Was it your smile this wrestling weekend, or was it your smile on Monday?
Well, it was this Monday and then the previous Monday. So this all kind of started from like the Seth Rollins stuff, obviously, with the ACL, MCL, like injuries. You know, we Chicago fans obviously know all about ACLs and MCLs thanks to Derrick Rose. We know how heartbreaking that can be. We got to the Rumble. Our boy Philip J Punk tore his tricep mid-match. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the spot was when he took the Future Shock DDT from Drew McIntyre.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah,
he looked hurt, a little beat up. Kudos to him finishing the match. There is reports now and speculation. This is just speculation that supposedly he called an audible and he's like, I'm hurt, I'm injured, give the win to Cody. Regardless of the fact, like after I said, that's hearsay. I would like to make myself feel better and believe that he was scheduled to win. Decided, let me put over the young American hero in American Dragon Jake Long, Cody Rhodes, or whatever it is that Katie calls him. Sorry, I butchered it, Katie. Then you get to Raw. He cuts this heartfelt promo. He starts tearing up. I die a little inside. Drew McIntyre comes out, has zero fucks to give. Talks about how he prayed for this man's downfall and shit. It's fucking wild to me. Drew McIntyre has been wilding on Twitter, but
yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Then the video, obviously, of the backstage stuff between Cody and Punk, where Punk goes up to him. He's like, finish your story, bro. Ah, heartbroken, bro. Like, Matt obviously wanted Cody to win. I have no qualms with Cody Rumble because I always thought the end game was going to be Cody Roman, Seth, Punk. But one of my main events, the one I was looking forward to the most, nothing against Cody, I was looking forward to Seth Punk on night one more than the other one. And now it looks like Timmy and Jimmy from South Park fighting each other over the world title.
Hey, hey. Roman is main eventing. That regardless of who was wrestling him,
yeah.
Roman's okay. So night one's main evented by the women, as it should be. Seth and Punk were never getting night one, or at least they shouldn't.
I said wrestling
women get on night one night, huh?
I said wrestling on night one because I thought it would.
No,
be
you said main event. You said you wanted them to main event. You wanted Punk to win, so they main evented night one.
Well, if Punk had won the Rumble, women then
Roman was main eventing regardless.
No, 100%,
I'm telling you that right now.
100%. Period. But if Punk won the Rumble.
Also,
more.
I thought you were more upset about how your dreams were crushed because you had a goal for an all Latino SmackDown and El Idolo signed with Raw.
That's another heartbroken. Listen, by the way, shout out to Andrade. Looked like a fucking million bucks.
Tranquilo.
Delicious. Looked like the spiciest tamale this side of Chicago. Mm. But. I wanted all my Latinos on one brand. I want to be able to just get them all in one cornucopia and just take them all in one go. Oh,
cornucopia. Okay.
I don't know. I'm making the words.
No, I feel you. No. You're good. You're good.
But yeah, you know, I've been a bit of a heartbroken wrestling fan. There's a lot of things I wanted to go my way. And then on top of all of that, guys, I didn't win the Getcho Rumble poll.
None of us did. For a second there,
I thought Char and Justin won because I saw that Justin got 15 and Char got 3. And I'm like, oh, that's Cody and that's Bailey right there. But
was that the women's one? Was that the women's? Because I got 29 in the men's, which was Drew.
Right.
Which, like, I like that pick, but then I'm like, I know he's not going to win, you know?
But that's when I misread the information on my screen. You got 15 for the women.
Right,
Char
for the
got
women.
3 for
right.
the men.
Yeah.
If you guys flipped those numbers around, you both would have won and taken it to the Santos household.
Yeah.
So as we were talking, because Vince was trying to create the all-Latino SmackDown, I wanted to see what Google
Telemundo,
told me.
By the way.
On Telemundo, I wanted to see on Telemundo what they would call SmackDown. And according to Google, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. I was going to play it, but it says Bofetada.
No.
B-O-F-E-T-A-D-A.
Let me double check that.
Who is this for?
SmackDown.
SmackDown in Spanish.
Oh, SmackDown in Spanish. Oh, okay. Hmm.
Did you also Google translate it? And get the same thing I did? Have you ever seen that word before in your life?
No, not that, because I mean,
SmackDown is a made up word, so maybe that is too.
Bofetada.
Could be. Could be just a combination between the word down and smack, you know.
I'd like to pronounce it more as like bofetada.
No, that sounds like an attack you would do in like Tekken or something, or like Street Fighter.
That's like something you would say in Harry Potter, like you're gonna say a magic spell. Bo-va-ta-da!
You like the SmackDown of Voldemort?
give me your best in Spanish. Welcome to SmackDown, but with the bo-va-ta-da.
Bienvenidos a Bofetada.
There we go. See?
Yo,
en vivo aquí en
Telemundo. On Telemundo.
We got to clip that. Well, okay. Making the transition right to the week of wrestling. Speaking on Heartbroken, right? Winners and losers. Right. So okay. I'll go first. I think the biggest loser is us fans of CM Punk and CM Punk fans, the fact that we won't get to see him in WrestleMania, the fact that him having that potential match with Seth Rollins, and then just the whole timeline of him just wrestling in general has just been nothing but kind of shortcomings and injuries. And it sucks. It just sucks, you know, especially that he got the big praise coming back. Mm-hmm. And everything seemed to be genuine, legit, like, you know, let's just start off new. And the fact that we didn't get this new chapter this year kind of sucks. So in a way,
like, his first televised match back too, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. On WWE. It wasn't even like a regular match. It was just, you know, a rumble.
Shout out to my boy Dom giving him his first match. Had a fantastic match at the Garden.
Facts.
That was according to people that was in attendance because I didn't see the match. But of course it was fantastic.
Yeah. Of course there's some fact. It wasn't on TV, so you know what that means. Not on camera, not canon. So like, but rumors and speculation said that it was a dope match. But yeah, so unfortunately he is a that is a loser for us. What y'all got?
It looked like you were trying to add something to that.
I mean, listen, I love CM Punk. I'm a CM Punk fan. We are all here from Chicago. Mm-hmm. My boy's made of spaghetti noodles and
beefaroni.
Dude, angel hair for speaking on noodles.
Angel hair pasta. Like, yeah.
It looked like he had angel hair pasta when he was wrestling.
I mean, I try and look at the positive, right? He came out, he cut that promo. It won a lot of people over who weren't really pro Punk, including our boy Will Gray, who said he got a fan out of me. In that promo, he said, listen, I'm not the best in the world because I win every fight. I lose more than I win. And if you don't believe me, go look at my UFC career, which was...
We all know.
I have always not said good. CM Punk is basically Eminem of wrestling, right? Like, he did the B-Rabbit, take what they were going to say and flip it on me. Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. We got that promo. We got an amazing showing with him at the Royal Rumble. And Drew is still building this like he might still wrestle CM Punk at WrestleMania. They may be over-exaggerating the injury. We don't know. Because I don't know if y'all saw, but Drew was on Instagram today doing a tricep workout, talking about how you can't skip tricep day, on top of all of the memes and all of the shit that he's been talking, on top of coming out and looking Punk right in the eye and being like, I prayed for this.
Yes.
Dude, I prayed for this, and I got like, it.
It's because the swerve he hit us in his promo, it's like, you know what? I respect you. You know, I'm not a man of prayer, but I prayed for this to happen. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? He's like, I targeted you. I'm like, bro, he legit targeted him. And ironically enough, if this injury is legit, as legit as it was Drew's, like, Future Shock DDT that injured Punk.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, we saw Cody with the titty injury, right? And all the stuff he was doing. So, like, I can't say it, but Punk did throw the taped up arm at Drew when he started punching him in the face.
Exactly.
And then Drew stomped on it. And I'm kind of wondering, I'm like, I don't know if this is real or fake.
Right.
I will tell you this. I was rude to Vince, and I apologize on the last episode that we did together. Vince said something really stupid that was Cody doesn't need to win the Rumble to face Roman at WrestleMania, which if you know me, you know that Cody is on Raw and Roman is on SmackDown, and the only way for a Raw superstar to challenge a SmackDown superstar and it to make logical sense is to win the Royal Rumble. So for Cody to finish his story, he had to win the Royal Rumble. However, I should not have yelled at Vince when he said that. That was rude of me, and I apologize, Vince. I love you.
I love you too, Matt.
But this was always the decision. This was always the goal. This was always the right thing. There was never, listen, I said it before. Everyone talks shit about Cody and how, oh, well, Cody can't go on to WrestleMania and beat Roman because he needs to go through adversity. You know, he can't just come back and win everything, right? But you're telling me CM Punk's first televised pay-per-view match back, he wins the Rumble and then goes to WrestleMania after everything that happened with no adversity and nothing stopping him. He just gets the fucking WrestleMania main event right off the bat. I don't believe that. I don't believe CM Punk was ever winning that Rumble. Maybe next year. Like I said, he's got a year probation, right? Prove that you're good. And then after a year, we'll talk about it.
I got a few points there. So one, shout out to Matt. Appreciate you. Thank you. Number two, I'm backtracking a little bit on like Punk should have won the Rumble because the points you're making are correct. My sister Punk by Nature with two E's at the end. Go follow her on Instagram or Twitter.
Shout out
to the fam. She did say, that's not what I want with Punk. I like the struggle with Punk. Like, he always gets the adversity. So this actually adds more to it. And then as you're speaking, it's like, yeah, because if Punk wins at the Royal Rumble, gets his main event match versus Seth Rollins, that's his goal in WWE, is to main event WrestleMania.
If
that's,
they can just dip. Game, like, cool, did it. Bye.
Yeah, right, exactly. One and done.
Yeah, you're done with his story. Okay. My final point is that I don't know if you saw the interaction between Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce during the Andrade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Aldis was saying, like, hey, we got to talk about Elimination Chamber. I think what they're going to do with Elimination Chamber going forward is it's going to be like a second chance WrestleMania.
Your Austin Theory on this?
That's my little Austin Theory. By the way, I got to make a little cartoon of a little tiny Austin Theory whenever we have an idea with like the Getcho thing.
Yeah.
But my little Austin Theory is that Elimination Chamber is going to be a pseudo Royal Rumble where it's going to be the top six. They're going to be in the Elimination Chamber and they get the opportunity to challenge the other championship, regardless of brands. It'd be 3 Raw, 3 SmackDown, and I think it'd be for men and women. I think it'd be cool to see. Will it happen?
I don't know if I like that, but we'll see.
We'll see. Matt, go ahead, man. You're a guest. Who's your winner or loser for you this past overall week?
I mean, tonight, there wasn't a whole lot that I really enjoyed on AEW. I'm watching it. Stuff was happening. It wasn't bad. Like, don't get me wrong. AEW wasn't bad. It's just what I enjoy in wrestling, they're not giving me a lot of. But what they are giving me a lot of is Deonna Purrazzo. We got Deonna Purrazzo with Tony Storm out there. Tony has been fucking hilarious. So last week they had a new commentator. Shivani wasn't out there. And she kept calling him Tony and acting like Tony lost a bunch of weight and how great he looks. Tonight she comes out and she goes, oh my God, what happened to you after a week, Tony? Did that whole thing and kept saying, I don't have time to think about tattoos. I can't deal with tattoos. Because Deonna's like, why don't you tell me what that tattoo means to you? Because I told you what it means to me, because they had to cave and give Bully Ray what the fuck he wanted.
Right.
When he was like, I need to, what's the story about the tattoo? I need to, so they gave it to him. All right, you got it. But we had a great match between Taya Valkyrie and Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna got the win. Tony's out there. I've been loving everything that they are doing with Deonna Purrazzo since coming in, and her going against Tony Storm. The whole build and all that is one of my, again, Tony Storm is my favorite thing going in AEW right now. So
I agree.
Winner.
She's fantastic.
Motherfucking Tony Storm and Deonna Purrazzo.
Aside for her little cup of tea down in NXT when she was there with Chelsea Green, this is your first time really getting a chance to be exposed to Deonna Purrazzo as a wrestler, right?
I mean, yes and no. I listened to, after she went to TNA, she did an interview, I think it was with Lillian Garcia. I listened to that, so I heard her whole story and everything like that. And I've seen, like, I always say I'm vaguely aware of everything that happens in wrestling. Thanks to Twitter and everything else, there are clips, there are things. I see everything. I know what's going on. You can go on YouTube. You can catch clips and matches and things like that. So, like, I know who people in New Japan are and kind of what's going on with them. I got people that reach out to me and be like, oh, the Great Okan did another thing today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. same thing. Like, I see the stuff with Deonna. I've tried to tune into Impact once or twice, especially during the pandemic, which wasn't a great idea because it was not doing it for me. But like, no. Every now and then I try and check out stuff here or there. I hear stuff. I'm like, all right, this is cool. Killer Kelly is... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. about that. So I've been trying to check mm-hmm. out as much of that as possible. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I'm so, with you. And
vaguely
that,
aware.
That submission move that Purrazzo used on Valkyrie was pretty insane too. Also Pornhub worthy as well. But mm-hmm. that, I think that all the women in that to me is also a winner too. I mean, like, you know, Taya Valkyrie, you know, she's had many opportunities and she makes worth of those opportunities. So I can't like that. Can never give her a loser. Tony Storm, man. I mean, she's doing vaudevillains better than vaudevillains.
For real.
Mm-hmm. So.
Want to fight about this?
Yeah.
Also, with our winners, are we including stuff from the Rumble? Because you got, this is your first episode post Rumble, right?
Yeah. So you can. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. So yeah. Whatever.
It's
y'all want,
everything
yeah.
from SmackDown all the way to tonight's AEW Dynamite.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna go to mine. We already talked about Seth Rollins and CM Punk both being losers. But let's talk about some winners here. Bayley and Cody Rhodes, easy. They won the Royal Rumbles. They're the biggest winners of the wrestling week. I'm surprised no one started with that, but I mean, that's an easy cop out. Cody is going to finish his motherfucking story. Bayley, oh, she's going to have her Batista moment with the thumbs up with Evolution Triple H. I'm ready for this shit. I know Matt is like, she is not the baby face in this fucking story. Io is, because Bayley tried to like take it, like screw Io at every single turn.
Yes and no, because I will say Io and friends have been on some shady shit. Yes. All right. Like, I'm not going to deny that Io and possibly justified, but Io and friends have been on some shady shit.
Yes.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
It's okay.
Two rights do make a left, though.
That's what I heard. Bayley Cody winners.
I'm with you. And the build up for however they had that. Now, here's my little Austin theory, though. I don't think it'll happen, but I thought that Bayley might want to choose Rhea just to be like, oh, the damage control can have all the titles. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the route that's going to go.
She's going to tease that she's going with Rhea, and then something's going to happen and she's going to choose Io.
Okay.
She did. This all happened on Monday. She came out and she was teasing like she was going to choose Rhea, and then Nia Jax came out and said, sit the fuck down, Rhea's mine, figure something else out. And she's like, I will talk to you guys on SmackDown. That's what I was going to say. We'll talk on SmackDown. And Io was like, you better go to NXT then, bitch, because call up Lyra Valkyrie, because you ain't coming over here.
That's what I was just going to lead into. I was going to lead in. That's my thinking until Nia Jax pretty much just smashed that ass and scared the rest of damage control. You know what I'm saying? Oh, dude. We all want to be in that position.
Listen, two things. I want to be smashed like Chelsea Green. Mm. And I want to get my groceries delivered like Bayley got at the Royal Rumble.
Ooh. You know?
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. No, but yeah, I mean, to me, I think it's just going to be interesting how they build up to this whole Bayley versus Io strategy. I know they could do it in a simple way where just like, you know, better friends become better enemies type. But, you know, it's kind of weird, but we'll see. Maybe it involved Dakota Kai, you know?
Yeah. So. When's she getting cleared, man?
No. I mean, I don't know, but do we want her to be clear? She's doing so well. She's associated
with Tanika Knox way too much. She got fucked up by association.
Yeah, she got fucked up by association.
Tegan was out there without the double knee braces on. I'm like, you are taking a risk.
Right, with all this injury curse going on.
You want to talk about angel hair pasta? Your knees are held together with 7-year-old bubble gum.
Dude.
The fuck are you doing out there with the braces on?
Dude. No cartilage. No nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
You know, instead of like wrist tape, she uses like the duct tape?
Rope.
Yeah, no, like the tape gum. You know, like the ones that come in like the little
circle. Oh, the bubble tape? Yeah, that's
what the bubble tape. Yes. Yeah, so she tapes up her knees with bubble gum.
Natalia's chewing it and then just kind of
There you go. Hey.
Yeah, she got Tamia knees. She got Tamia knees.
I have a loser.
Go ahead. Go for it. What you got?
Wrestling fans, specifically AEW tribalist wrestling fans, who ran around saying that they fumbled the bag on Jade Cargill because they hired her and they haven't seen her on TV, blah, 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 because Jade showed up at the Royal Rumble, which I always thought was the plan. They were saving her for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the time that she has had off to go and train and do her thing, she looked fucking phenomenal. We got the stare downs. She eliminated Nia Jax. Mm-hmm. Her and Bianca lifting white girls over their heads and staring each other down and then throwing them on the ground and just stepping to each other. That moment, all you idiots were like, oh, they fumbled the bag with Jade Cargill. They hired her. They don't. You're fucking stupid. You always have.
She was.
Facts.
And if I offend you.
She was in the final three.
No.
I got two words for you. Guns up.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I mean, AEW tryhards for sure are losers, but Jade Cargill herself is the winner of a
award. Facts. Yes.
The major winner.
I'm with you. I don't understand that. You know, and plus this is that fumbling the bag is too loose of a term these days. You know what I'm saying? You cannot. I'm tired of people saying you fumbled the bag without any, like, you can't. Well, you have to describe what you mean, right? Because did
the one
they
fumble
that's
fumbling
the bag?
Bags is Tony Khan,
right? Yeah,
let it go. Jade Cargill, Cody Rhodes, and CM Punk. Andrade, mm-hmm. Like Aleister Black, he coming real soon. Keith Lee, make way. I want them in the WWE with Papa H booking them right.
Right, and to me,
get that just for men into Keith Lee's beard though.
Yeah, he needs to get some grooming on that beard. Yeah. No, but like I'm with you, Matt. Like, I don't know how they could say that she phoned the bag. I mean, that's what she was meant to be there for. She was a spectacle, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't that she fumbled the bag. It was that WWE fumbled the bag with her.
Oh yeah, but that's what I meant.
Spent all this money and then never brought her, never used her on TV. She wasn't. What people don't understand is WWE gets a lot of shit, right? Because, mm-hmm. Oh, well, mm-hmm. It's not professional wrestling. It's sports entertainment. But there is a specific style of wrestling that WWE produces, mm-hmm. and that's how they want their talent to wrestle. Whether you like it or not, that is a fact. And people have to learn that. And if you have not been taught that, it takes time to learn that. And they took the time to teach her mm-hmm. how to present herself on their product the way that they wanted her to, where the hard camera was, how to do these things. And that takes time. And that's what they were doing from the time they signed her until now. They brought her out. They said, hey, you know, go to Raw, go to SmackDown, go to NXT, make an appearance, say hi to the GMs, blah, 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 blah. Trained her up, got her ready for their TV product, mm-hmm. which again, that's a preference. If you don't like it, I'm not knocking you. I know there are people out there that don't. I have friends that aren't a fan of that. Like, that's cool. That's not what you like. I like a certain product. Some of the stuff that happened on AEW tonight, I'm sure people loved. They thought, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. John Moxley's getting a fucking pen and shoving it in Jeff Hardy's ear. It wasn't for me. Like, it is what it is, right?
Wait. In his, like, earlobe hole?
Yeah. And took it and, like, was twisting it, ear. Turning. Mm-hmm. No, like, in the lobe hole and, like, turning it.
Oh, so he ripped off Randy Orton with the...
Kind of.
Yeah.
What he did with the pen, yeah.
Yeah.
Screwdriver, more effective.
Yeah, like old school sharpening your pencil.
I thought you meant like he was like using a pen as a cotton swab to clean Jeff Hardy's ear or something. I call it cotton swab. Q-tip.
I can show you the difference. I can run upstairs and grab both and.
I believe you. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying this is what I call it. It's not correct, but it's what I do.
No, actually, you are right. I'm just fucking with you.
Hell no. Yes.
Show.
No, but I Jay Cargill is a winner. The way that she came out, winner, the stare down. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody wants to see. I see some people theorizing that maybe Belair and Jade might be a tag team after this. They would love to see that. I don't know if that's the move for Bianca right now. Jade's gotta be on her own. We gotta build her up. You know, I don't think a tag team is the right formula at this moment, but the Women's Rumble though was a winner. I think ever since they introduced the Women's Rumble in like 2015 or 2014?
No. It was, I think, 18.
Or 2016, something like that. Ever since they introduced the Women's Rumble, to me, they've always hit. They've always been the better Rumble versus the men's. I think the only time that the men's was really good was that 20 when they had Lesnar in there. And he was kind of like defending his title or whatever.
The one with Shinsuke won, well, I thought was a fantastic Rumble.
Okay, yeah, that was the same year as the women's one, the first one.
Yeah.
But to me, all the Rumbles, most of the women's have been the best. Like this one. This one was the only kind of weird one. Oh, go ahead.
The last good men's Rumble was the one where Keith Lee and Brock Lesnar face down in the middle.
That's
the
one. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's 2020.
But he wasn't defending in that one, was he?
No, he wasn't. So the idea was.
No, yeah, he was. I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah.
He was in the Rumble so that he can win it so no one can challenge him for the title. So the title wasn't actually on the line.
Yeah.
It was stupid, but, you know.
He did not win that one, by the way.
No, it was Drew. It was Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew.
No, but what's it gonna say? Yeah, I mean the one winner, the one loser though in that women's Royal Rumble match was Kairi Sane, weird, awkward save.
She was trying to do her Kofi
spot. Yeah. I think that it was just a miss, something slipped, and I think Bayley was supposed to help out with her, bring her back in, but the timing was just off. And she just looked like she was melting like a wicked witch, like, you know. But to me, like, yeah, it was a missed opportunity, but they tried. They tried.
For sure.
Winner. Hashtag call Rizzo, ladies and gentlemen. You got a problem? Call Rizzo. You need someone to get punched in the face? Call Rizzo.
Come on.
Because we got that family vignette where they hyped up Adriana Rizzo, and it was fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. And even though her voice is a little grating at times because it's that thick, heavy Italian accent, I understand how it might not be appealing to a lot of people as someone who grew up in a family of Italians. It's a beautiful sound. It's like mm-hmm. angels singing in my ear every time she mm-hmm. speaks. And she is one tough woman who I'm really hoping we get to see a lot more of, and who's going to go out there and whip some ass. We already watched her assault OTM like mm. with no fear whatsoever after they showed up in the restaurant and fucked her up last week. Now this week they're out here cutting vignettes, hyping her up. She's gonna go out there, they're gonna have that six-man tag match. I'm excited for Vengeance Day this weekend. I cannot wait.
It's gonna
yes.
be a fun time.
Sure. Yes. Adriana Rizzo has my cannoli up. She could be on the TV and have
cannoli's up.
Come on, cannoli's up, baby.
This man. I'm gonna go winner is all the TNA representation in the Women's Rumble. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, you got the current TNA Knockouts Women's Champion Jordynne Grace coming in at number 5, looking more jacked than half the men's roster, by the way.
Mm.
We're doing a sweaty sessions talking about Meatpacking District. Mm. That we are the Chicago Meatpacking District.
It's okay. a tease.
No. I'm saying we are the Chicago Meatpacking District.
We are doing a sweaty session.
District, but yeah, and we are doing a sweaty session. But now that was some sweaty meat right there that Jordynne Grace was bringing into the Rumble. Mm. She was doing her thing. You have also Trin Naomi showing up at number 2, making a return to WWE.
Delivering groceries.
Delivering groceries. Man. All the way towards the end. So you had them, and then you had Chelsea Green, who, by the way, stole the fucking show in the Royal Rumble. Like Matt said, got squashed left and right between Piper Niven and Nia Jax, making every single one of Matt's fantasies a reality, wishing that was him. Shout out to TNA. I love that they're back. I love that they got some representation. Hopefully we get to see more of that. Obviously, we did see Mickie James show up in the Rumble like 2 years ago as mm-hmm. Knockouts champion. I want to see more of that. Forget Forbidden Door. Let the doggy door go. You know, let people go in and out.
No, I'm with you. And to be honest, like, I would also like that doggy door to be open to the men. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe Josh Alexander could come through and have a match. A lot of people want to see Moose come through. You know what I'm saying? So
I'd like to see Moose. What?
Who's
no,
Moose?
No, nothing.
Who's Moose?
No, I know who Moose is. Oh. I'm just like, who wants to see that? Okay, I guess
people do. I mean, some people do. Out of the men,
I just like saying.
Out of the men that are in TNA, I really like Lethal Weapon, or the Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander. I like him. And then there's also what's his name? He's on Bullet Club. Chris Bay.
Yeah, Ace Austin. ABC.
Ace Austin. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Yeah.
I have a controversial loser that probably isn't going to go over too well.
Go ahead. Come on. We're all about controversy.
As of Monday, loser, the entirety of the males in the Judgment Day for what they did to R-Truth. R-Truth is a national treasure. And the way they brought that man out, Damian Priest looked him in the eye and said, Judgment Day is family, and you were never part of Judgment Day. And then the four of them beat him down was heinous, was disturbing. The fact that Dom was told to do it and then didn't, because he doesn't know how to take fucking orders.
JD jumped the
JD
gun.
Had to step up.
JD jumped the gun. JD just...
And he did not. Dom stepped away and JD attacked. Get him, Dom. Nope. I'm good. Heinous.
You're right. I mean, I'm with
that
you.
Wasn't Dom. That was Tom.
Tom.
Or Nick. I can't tell them apart.
Was that Tom or Nick?
Dominic.
It was Tom or Nick. It was Tom or Nick. It wasn't Dom. Ironically enough, I actually had R-Truth as the loser because he got kicked out of Judgment Day, even though he never
did Judgment. What? You're going to put that on True? Oh, that's fucked
up. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying he's the loser because he got beat the fuck up by the men in Judgment Day.
That man showed up and said, Damian Priest, I did your taxes. I got your Bitcoin settled.
Yeah. I liquidated
all your assets. You're good to go. And then he did him like that.
You know why R-Truth is a loser? Because if you're going to get beaten up by a member of the Judgment Day, you want it to be Rhea Ripley, and she wasn't in that beatdown. So if you get beat down...
that's not on him, though.
Circumstances. Just luck of the draw. Or unluck of the draw, I guess.
The most popular the Judgment Day has ever been was when R-Truth was in them, and they kicked out their most popular member.
Right.
The only earner in the entirety of the Judgment Day. The man that was getting them motherfucking paid, and they said, nah, you gotta go.
You know,
the couch, man. He runs the couch.
I can't give this a winner or loser.
He paid for that couch 10 times over.
I can't give this a winner or loser because I like the Judgment Day, but it is kind of disheartening knowing that the next Raw segments won't really feature Judgment Day and R-Truth. If R-Truth comes back trying to be still part of Judgment Day after this, stuff is just too forced now. It's too forced.
No, we're going back to Awesome Truth, and we got to do Awesome Truth.
Yeah, Awesome Truth. Awesome Truth. Will be good. And that's the winner part. That's the winner part.
I know they're saying Smackdown Raw, but I'm spitting Awesome Truth. Ain't nobody trying to see Awesome Truth.
You know what? Awesome Truth?
If Damian Priest wasn't a bitch, we wouldn't have to.
Give us Golden Truth. Bring back Dustin. Put him in.
Man can't even cash in a fucking Golden Money Truth? In the Bank.
Where's Booker T at? Bring him up from NXT.
Just ignoring all the negatives I'm saying about Damian Priest. I see how it is. Okay. Keep talking over me like I'm not here. It's all good.
Now, I do. The thing is, though, see, that's the thing that sucks is because I think what people were making the comparison is that the whole Sami Zayn bloodline storyline is just like basically what R-Truth and Judgment Day were. And to me, that's fine. But it's still a different story. It's not exactly the same, you know? And I felt like they should have just kept going with R-Truth in Judgment Day instead of just squashing it, you know, like they did on Monday.
I don't remember Sami Zayn ever showing up with a handful of money or bags full of money and handing it out to the
yeah, the dudes. He never operated Bitcoin or anything like that, you know.
The Bitcoin. Man, R-Truth's funny as hell. You know how I know R-Truth is a national treasure? He got Melissa over here rolling every single time he's on TV. She finds him hilarious. Like that. Yeah,
he's great. He's great.
You know what's fucking? I'm so, not even more mad. I was already mad, but even more mad now than when Jay came out at War Games and he was standing on top of the cage and he was doing his little like Usa wave thingy.
Yeah.
Fucking Truth was in the same row at the very end of our row where we were sitting. And no one fucking noticed because he just blended in with everyone while everybody was really hyped up with Jay. Yeah. When they posted the video, I was like, bro, I'm literally right there at the very beginning of the barricade.
Wow.
This man hot tagged himself into the Royal Rumble and saved Dominic Mysterio. And they did him dirty on Monday Night Raw.
He didn't grab the tag rope. That's why. They're sticklers for the rules,
man. Dude,
shut up though, man. He came out the women's rumble too. He's like,
oh yeah, what are you doing
out here? Saved us from having to deal with Valhalla for more than 5 seconds.
I knew you were gonna like that, man. As soon as that whole thing happened with the with mm-hmm. R-Truth and Valkyria, I was like, oh mm-hmm. man, this is definitely a swallow right here.
Mm-hmm. Valhalla. We like Valkyria.
Oh, Valkyrie. Yeah, my what? No. Yeah, nasty ass feet. Nasty ass feet.
You called her Valkyrie.
She used to be Valkyrie in NXT UK.
I guess.
Yeah, she used to be, right? Her name is
AV Valkyrie. Okay. And now she's Lyra Valkyria.
Right.
Okay.
Right. A lot of V's. Yeah. But yeah.
I got that knowledge.
Any more winners, losers, guys?
Let me look at my notes.
You know, okay. A loser for me. It was the Fatal 4-Way match on Royal Rumble. I just wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling it. And it sucks, too, because you have a lot of, like, heavy hitters in that match. And I don't know if it was just the timing wasn't right or the chemistry was just off in a couple of them. It just didn't hit for me, you know. I could be alone on this hill, but that's Matt? Just me.
Matt?
I got one more winner.
Okay.
It's actually technically two winners.
Okay.
Winners, the Warden Matt Ritter and Katie Kinsey Bay Bay.
Oh, I already know where you're going.
Correctly predicting that Chase U would be saved by a Girls of Chase U calendar from JC Jane.
Yes.
Man.
I can't wait for that calendar to come out Sunday, right? It comes out Sunday.
Yeah,
it comes out Sunday. Yes,
comes out Sunday.
Is it going to be a legit calendar? Can we pre-order that?
I need to. I will be on WWE.com on Sunday looking.
HBK is doing great over there, man. HBK, HB Shizzle, boy.
HB Shizzle got a type.
he's doing the man's business right there, you know. But yeah, definitely, yeah, okay. And this whole thing with, like, you know, Vengeance Day, I wasn't really into until, like, you know, all the stories played out, just maybe because I got distracted with Royal Rumble, but that's a definitely winner for me, you know?
Yeah.
No. Dragon Lee's not a winner this week.
Listen.
Oh, he got his ass cooked again. My Obi-Femi. Oh, my God.
Listen, we're going to be talking about Obi-Femi.
Hey. Hey, you know what's so funny? After that match happened with LWO and Trick Miller Gang, I was hoping that something like a Teddy Long thing could happen because Dragon Lee was there, Obi-Femi. I was like, why don't we just do a 6-man tag, brother? You know, hold on, player.
Bro, I love LWO.
Yeah, they did good. I thought they performed well on
Obi-Femi would have 3 LWO tacos de carne asada ready to go on the grill, and he would have cooked all 3 of them. Like, I love LWO. He said, la carne asada está lista. He's ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bro, okay. Baby, that's a monster.
He hit Dragon Lee in the air like it was a pinata. I saw candy fly right out of his ass.
I thought I heard you say Katie. I'm like, where did Katie
whoa, come whoa, out whoa, of whoa.
I saw Katie come right out of his ass. Hit him so hard.
That's a clip right there. That's a clip.
Whoa. No, but the one thing I do got to say, though, is what's it called? Okay, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Lexus King, right? He had a match with Ridge, right? What's his name again?
Rich Holland,
the guy that injures everybody.
The guy that injures everybody.
The way he did his move, right? Did his Alexis King have his face in his ass? Pinning combination that he had, it was just a weird, getcho, uncomfortable moves moment. Just like when Jey Uso had that match with Bronson Reed, right? And he super kicks him. Oh no, he got him with the splash, right? Or whatever his finish. But then he like sits on top of his chest, and then he grabs his leg up. But then, like, his ass is, like, sliding towards his chin. It's like, dude, what the – you know, I mean, I know your dad's Rikishi, but do we got to do this right here, you know?
Absolutely, and I would also like to reenact some of these moves with you just to see if they really get you uncomfortable or if you enjoy them.
Okay, so then it's kind of a winner then. It's kind of a winner based on curiosity.
You turned it around.
That, okay, I like that. Uno reverse sexual position.
Uno reverse sexual. What would be the reverse court of sexual position, though?
Dude, hey, listen, that's something.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yes. but yeah, you guys got
it. That's what I'm really here for. Fuck all this wrestling analyzation. Just ask me about sex positions.
Yeah. That might have to be another sweaty session.
For sure.
But yeah, you guys got any?
It'll get sweaty. That's fun.
You guys got any other winners and losers?
I'm good.
You tapped out. Okay. All right. Well, you know, the going the last call, right? I mean, there really isn't too much like news and rumors to really talk about, other than that big thing that we're not really going to mention, just because it's still kind of an accusation and it's just very disgusting to talk about, and that's not our style, right?
Right.
So. But the one thing is, I mean, CM Punk, we did mention he's injured, right? 4 to 6 months. Who knows if this is a real injury?
Was that confirmed? 4 to 6 months as a time frame?
I know that's like kind of a timetable-esque. I don't know. What do you got? I was
counting 4 to 6 months, 3 months in April.
No.
See, you're right. Because I never thought about when he was hitting him with Drew, and he was hitting him with the bad hand. That kind of is like, it's kind of off key. But other than that, I mean, I really don't have anything else. I mean,
I got one.
What's up? What you got?
By the time you listen to this episode, the Rainmaker Okada will be officially a free agent. Mm-hmm. And he's either going to go to AEW, or he's going to go to NXT, or he's going to go to TNA. Well, he's already wrestling for TNA. He's already booked for some TNA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Matthew?
Katsuchi was told to have all of his pro wrestling tees merch pulled.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's anything?
I wasn't going to buy any moves anyway. Who cares?
Yo.
Oh, you weren't asking me. I'm sorry. My bad.
No. I was asking. It's open to the panel.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's open to the panel. But... It's who does that really mean anything when they take somebody's merch off of pro wrestling tee?
Well, yeah, because AEW works with pro wrestling tees to create their merch. So
okay,
and I believe TNA stars also are allowed to have their merch on pro wrestling tees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the only reason theoretically you would need to take your stuff down is because WWE doesn't allow their wrestlers to sell merch on pro wrestling tees.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Isn't CM Punk stuff still on
not pro on pro wrestling tees? I don't. He there's a different company that he came out with a collaboration with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming that was a deal that was either in place prior to and then worked into his contract or something that they kind of worked
out. That's kind of like the merchandise deal that Rey Mysterio has. I forget what the company
it's,
is.
It's Under Armour. It's Roots or Fight, but Under Armour is part of Roots or Fight. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the one that sponsors all the matches Rey Mysterio wrestles in.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah, the Rey Mysterio Cinnamon Toast Crunch deal.
Yeah, I mean, the man has a bunch of deals. He's got what? Cartoon Network coming, right? He's got Cartoon Network coming with his show.
Yeah.
So you know, he's got a bunch of deals.
The Rock is on the TKO board, and his daughter, via nepotism, is now a GM down in NXT.
Dude, I'm telling you, how we never really discussed how that position got to her, but whatever.
I mean, I told you, The Rock nepotism. Got appointed to the board of directors of the company and said, "All right, my daughter runs NXT now."
So she okay? I got you. Just by proxy.
Yeah.
So Mattel, right? Mattel is re-releasing some of the retro figures. Remember, Hasbro has those smaller wrestling figures that they had back in the day, right? So they're re-releasing a couple of those, and they're also remaking the ring to have that old WrestleMania look with the dark navy ring. I don't know if you remember that from the first two WrestleManias. So they're having that ring come out, as well as other figures as well. So I think for me, I mean, obviously that's something that I'm into. I don't know if you guys are into that, but that's definitely something I'll be waiting to see in the
future. When are we going to get anatomically correct wrestling figures?
Why?
Like?
You trying to see Finn's dick?
Yes. I need the mushroom stamp. I need the dick print.
The moose knuckle? The moose knuckle?
Dick, moose knuckle Finn needs a toy.
Well, you know what? To be honest, like, I kind of felt that way when they make, like, the Giants, right? Like, Andre the Giant or, like, Yokozuna or Bam Bam
Bigelow. You felt like they should have made his dick bigger than they did?
No, yeah, that too. It should be definitely a stump. But I'm talking about, like, height-wise. They should be bigger than the most of the figures, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. I see what you're talking about.
So I atomically correct in all sizes, shapes, and forms and girth. But speaking of girth,
like,
speaking of girth, go ahead.
Are you telling me?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. That's
not done. Speaking of girth, I'm not allowed to talk about my penis on podcast anymore. My wife told me I couldn't. I don't know why you're
really. Me. That's a shame.
Do not discuss our sex life anymore on air. So after we have sex, I cannot come on and tell you guys that we had sex. I can, however, come on and tell you.
And listen, sometimes it's a celebrated thing.
Tell you whether or not I had sex or not. And you can figure it out on your own.
Sometimes it's a celebrated thing. You know, you just want to say, hey, you know, I'm glowing, guys. I just had sex. Yeah, but it's that time. It's that time.
And now, sweaty session.
All right, so we're ready to bust a load, all three of us, because we're the Chicago meatpacking district.
Yep.
So, in order to get this rub down going, Vince, would you explain?
Matt has his.
Oh, Matt, go ahead, sir.
Before the Chicago meatpacking district gets into the sweaty session, I have a question for Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you get that voice often in the bedroom?
Sometimes.
Like, do you walk in the bedroom and just hear, and now it's time for the sweaty sessions? And then you know what's up? Like, is that how she lets you know?
Listen, I can't.
You're a lucky man. I will give you that.
I can't say I can confirm that was recorded in the time of it happening. So.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Char. We love Char.
Hey, appreciate that. Yeah.
I thought she won the Rumble pool.
Me too, because I was like, yo, we gonna eat some good food tomorrow. No, but yeah, appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
All right, Vince, pack some meat.
Guys. So meatpacking district, it thought it was only apropos that we have a very meaty, succulent, sweaty session. And this past week, Big E and the rest of the New Day members, they were on the bump, and Big E was talking about an idea, a wrestling concept match. So let's kick it off to him and let the people know what idea we're basically ripping off.
Some sort of a meaty men invitational, I think, to be held at WrestleMania, the first inaugural. Imagine, you know, just the largest, most bulbous, most girthy men on the roster, all gathering in one match to decide who is worthy of being crowned the meatiest man on God's green earth.
Matt's pointing at himself. He has a contention for it. He has contention for it for sure. So essentially what we decided to do is take that idea and then fantasy book it ourselves, because I love to fantasy book.
This guy's ready.
Matt just went shirtless. He's showing the meats.
I know that you guys don't do a video version, but if we're going to get meaty, I'm going to get meaty.
You want to get comfortable. Okay. This is how you get comfortable.
Also, I'm really excited to talk about wrestlers' boy bands.
We'll do that next week.
Wait, is that not what we're doing? I prepped the whole list.
He gets you.
Fuck!
You're giving away company secrets. So, like I said, we're ripping off Big E's idea, and we're going to fantasy book our big mini man invitational 40-man Rumble-esque style at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this justice like what the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal was supposed to be. So we each are going to get 10 locks for sure to book this Rumble. And then we're going to collectively try to decide the final 10. So we have a total of 40.
Okay.
So, for example, I'll give you guys one of my pick, and then we'll alternate that way. If one person, do we have
obviously they have to be big meaty men, but like if I say something, that person's locked in regardless, right?
Yeah, that person is locked in regardless.
We're not gonna do like I can't say Lindsay Dorado or like Lexus King. Like it's gonna have depends to be a meaty man.
I was gonna say they have to fit a specification, okay. Of girth, okay, bulbous, you know, all that things that Big E said. You know,
okay. Yeah, there you go. So like Biggie gave you the description, you know, he gave you the formula right then and there.
They gotta have big titties,
exactly. and you know what, this man has some of the biggest titties, and it's probably one of the reasons why he was able to steal so many men's women. Shout out to another meaty man that could be in this, my man, the almighty Bobby Lashley. I feel like he's packing some meat. Some dark meat, you want that in there. Medium well done, whatever you want it cooked. I think he's got the goods. So Bobby Lashley, I got him for sure.
I mean, come on, he had what, Lana, right?
Yeah.
Liv?
Yeah.
And then Alexa Lopez was also in that storyline as well, too.
Listen, Scarlett Bordeaux is risking being finessed by Lashley. Matt, man, give me credit. Oh, you're right. You talked all about this on Smack the Raw. It's like, you know what? Karrion Kross is awfully brave letting Scarlett go up to Bobby Lashley one-on-one, because God knows I wouldn't.
That's almighty meat right there.
Oh, mighty meat. I see what you did there. Okay, so Lashley's number one. That's my guy.
Okay.
He's knocked off the list. Matt, give us one.
Well, listen, we are going to speak about meaty men, there is no one more qualified than the man who knows all about the meat, and that is The Rack. That idiot Matt Riddle is going to need to take a back seat, because The Rack is going to surprise you with some of his wrestling knowledge. My first offering, you don't get a lot of meaty luchadors. There's not a whole lot of, like, chorizo-worthy luchadors out there. However, there is a man by the name of Black Taurus that I would like to offer up to you, ladies and gentlemen, as The Rack's first pick into the Meaty Man Rumble, because that is the meatiest bull I have ever seen outside of the bedroom.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So just following that up, I got to go with another Meaty Man girth, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, a former primetime player.
Oh.
Titus O'Neil.
You know what? Yes.
Come
he's
on.
Got all the cake.
He's the got back, all too. The definition. He's got all the definition that you're looking for, you know?
Yeah, okay. I like Titus. All right. This man, we just talked about it. He was out here serving a few tacos of carne asada on NXT. Your North American champion, Oba Femi. Are you a feminist? Because if not, you're going to be one after he joins this invitational.
That's right. Slap it on your forehead. Just, you know.
Rack?
Let us see. There are a lot of meaty men here. But since there seems to be a theme with Vince, I'm going to steal this one before he takes all the black men from the rack. the one, the only, the powerhouse Hobbs, ladies and gentlemen. The meatiest man in AEW.
Possibly the most aggressive meat. Yeah. Of the, you know what I'm saying? Probably got the most spice.
Listen, if the meat is not aggressive, it is not good.
That's right. Probably giving you meat percentages of 80-20?
80-20p?
Yeah. Okay, so continuing that, I'm going to go with, you know, I have a theme here. You know what I'm saying? Giant meat is what I like. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If it gives me throat problems, then that's
the regulator, I'm going for. I got you.
send me that pic. I'm going with Omos, baby.
Okay. Ironically, we're six picks in, and like five out of the six are all like big black meat.
Well, I mean, that's the description that Biggie.
That is why The Rack started with the Black Taurus.
This is what Biggie wanted. We're just representing what Biggie's wishes. You know.
So I'm gonna keep that train going. And I'm gonna get Big Keith Lee up in here.
Ooh, that's the sickest.
Yeah,
probably.
You got a spear bomb for everybody.
Listen, variety is the spice of life, and the rack likes his meat in all sizes, flavors, shapes, and ethnicities. So I'm going to move on to a Samoan named Joe, but not the one in the WWE. The AEW World Heavyweight Champion, a man that I would let choke me out seven ways from Sunday.
That's that he gives a new meaning to the word muscle buster, if you know what I'm saying.
Dude, listen. I got a muscle he can bust.
And as you know, busting makes you feel good.
Yeah. Or so that's what they say.
Okay, so again, continuing with the theme. I know this is kind of an underrated bulbous girth, meaty man. I'm going with my man Willie Mack.
Ooh. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about style, sometimes not performance. It's all about
he's had
style.
A little bit too much head action this past week or so. So if you know, you know. You've seen the clip. That's gnarly landing.
It is gnarly.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna diverge from what we've been having so far on the menu. And I'm gonna get us a little like foreign meat. A little Scottish meat. Don't hate on this.
Kind of gamey?
Yeah, yeah. Don't hate on this meat. Drew McIntyre.
Oh. The player hater meat. The player hater type of meat.
The player hater type of meat. The big meaty pussy type of meat, if you ask my fiance.
Damn.
Can you run that back by the rack real quick?
Big meaty pussy of a man. Big meaty pussy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Seeing as I thought I was gonna be the first one to introduce the white meat, and then Vince fucked that all up. We are gonna go back to dark meat with one Odyssey Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
I see Jones, good pick. Okay, so for me, I gotta take a Olympian style of you know, meat, a little bit more tender, you know what I'm saying, more protein, less fat. Jeff Cobb.
Ooh, that's a good one. I didn't have him on my list initially, but that's a good one.
Yep.
We got the Cobb and the Hobbs.
Hey,
Cobb and the Hob.
Come on now,
Hobbs and Cobb.
Okay. He's not as meaty as he used to be, but this is still Hollywood meat. David Batista, bring that ass here.
Okay.
Shout out to Young King. Shout out.
The Guardians of the Galaxy type girth. Yeah. You know, blue girth. Who wants it? You know?
Listen, The Rack was making a list of his favorite meatiest men. And as I was going through, I was a little worried that we were going to not be able to make it to 40. And then Vince just said, I'm going to pull out all of the retired meats from the section, the expired meats, if you will. He's dumpster diving for picks. The Rack is not, however. I am going with the freshest of the meats, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what his name is, but it said Jake something. So something is his last name, but Jake is his first. And I'm not sure what that something is, but that's all I can find. So the Jake something is a big, meaty, white meat. Man, okay.
Got you. No, you told go. You let me go back on the retired meat. It's like the meat, you know what I'm saying? That's all packaged, like different meats, all packaged in one package.
We are the meat packing district, y'all. Like, I need you to package fresh meat. You can't be delivering expired meat.
It's a sell by date, not expired.
I was gonna say, right? Eat before date meat, you know what I'm saying?
It's not chicken, it's not poultry. You still good.
Hell no.
We're avoiding the salmonella.
Hell no.
We're taking precautions.
Tiger King type stuff. Okay. So yeah. So now, okay. I guess you could say this is kind of this is still meat. It's still meat. Might be imitation meat if you catch my drift. But okay. Alex Hammerstone, aka Sheen Lesnar, is on my pick.
Who?
Alex Hammerstone? Remember that guy that was on NXT?
Oh.
People said that he looked like Brock Lesnar, but I call him Sheen Lesnar.
Oh, it's like no, so imitation. Wait, hold. No. Wait. So Parker Bordeaux was the one that was on the NXTs.
Yeah.
That people Alex thought looked Summer like Brock Stone, Lesnar.
I think it's some other white dude. I know white people look
It's another like jacked white dude that looks like Brock, Brock Lesnar, is it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, wait a minute. Let's look.
Let's take a pause for the cause. We don't have Google Garn here, so.
Google Garn.
You can't drop the facts.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I guess I could understand how you would think this man looks like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Seeing as all white people look alike to you. It is good. I'm with you. Is it Vince or is it
me? It's me and then you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what round are we on? Where are we at now?
Wait, this is the 16th member. I don't know. I'm not going by rounds. I'm just going telling
16th member? Okay.
Yeah, this would be round one.
Just two, let the rack know when it three. Is his last pick.
I got you. Thank you.
Well, we're almost there. We're kind of halfway, almost halfway there. Almost 16.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Listen, we need some tribal meat. Give me Roman Reigns.
The head of the table.
Head of the meatpacking table.
The meat that you want to acknowledge, you know.
The rack also wanted to give us some tribal meat, but the meatier of the meat in the Solo Sikoas.
Oh,
it's the kind of meat you want solo.
That's the one that's gonna digest the best.
Goes down your throat nice and smooth.
Keep it in the same family of meats. You know, this might be the brisket of the same thing. Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
Keep it in the bloodline. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I like where you went there. Okay. I thought you were going Rikishi there. I'm like,
oh,
my expired meat. I'm trying
to get away from the sell by. I'm trying to get away from the sell by, you know.
Okay. Listen, maybe I don't know what nationality this man is, but I'm gonna take a wild guess here and be saying he's German, at least on TV. Give me some German meat with some bratwurst or something. Give me Gunther.
Vincent,
he just named the sauce
Gunther. He is Austrian, not German. And they've made Australian? That very clear. Austrian. Kind of like Austria.
Ostrich?
The Schwarzeneggers? Arnold? Austrian.
Get in the chopper.
Yes. Yeah. It's in the same area, but not that
it's
place.
It's Schwarzenegger adjacent. Just like Justin's Latino adjacent.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah. Get to the chopper now.
Okay. So I got Gunther, Matt.
I'm a little surprised we have gotten this far without mentioning this man's name, but I would be remiss if my bestie Katie did not hear the name War Daddy get added to the list of the meatiest of the men's.
Well, I knew the rack would have that on this list, so I was like, let me save that for
I
the
had
rack.
A feeling you'd have that on your list. I didn't add it on my list.
Just how bison is kind of a rare meat to choose. When swallowing meat, but Mr. Thomas of MLW is also a big size, girthy man of all bulbous type of implications. So
Thomas, gotta Google that one. I don't know.
Yeah, so he fits the list based on the requirements of Big E.
Okay.
Who? Listen, I knew that we're all gonna have almost the same people, so I had to look. You know, it's kind of like we all can't be shopping at
you said from where?
MLW. We all can't be shopping at
the fuck is an MLW?
We can't all be shopping at Jewels. I had to go to Whole Foods. You know,
if Justin is just gonna start making shit up, the rack is too. All right.
Mr. Thomas is a real person. He's a real person.
I just looked him up. He looks a little meaty. He got that pectoral meat.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna keep it going, and I'm gonna go with a little prehistoric meat. because I don't like whatever this killing meat he's got. Let's hit the kill switch and turn him back to Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus in here.
Okay. That's the like the lamb. The lamb, yeah. Of the meat.
Prehistoric meat, yeah. Kind of meat that Cain and Abel were eating back in the day.
What you got? What you got, Ray?
The rack would be remiss if we talked about the meatiest of the men. We didn't talk about how it is the winter. And for those of you that know, that means it is thick boy season. So Bronson Reed, bring that dick here, boy.
Woo!
Is that not how the saying goes?
That's how laughing? It goes. No, that's exactly how it is.
Word for word.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Okay. And shout I'm out, go- for me, I'm going a little bit more, you know, heavenly seasoned, heavenly, you know, charred, broiled, type of meat, dabakato.
This sounds racist.
dabakato.
Okay. For me, I'm gonna go back to AEW. Little Bulgarian meat here. Give me some Miro.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's a meaty man. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the redeemer type of meat.
The goat meat right there, you know?
I appreciate that. That was also on the Rack's list. One thing everyone knows about the Rack is the Rack loves balls, ladies and gentlemen. specifically Brutus balls. Creed.
Damn.
That's a good meaty man right there. Ooh. Slap that.
You know
on
what? Then I gotta tag in his brother Julius.
Nah. I'm a veto that one. You know me.
Listen. No, sometimes you know you need a break from the bulk of the meat that you might.
Not in this situation.
But
the whole point of this situation is to give us all none of the lean meats, all of the fats. Listen, that is what we're here for.
I want a drumstick, not a chicken tender.
But what about a hefty meatball, which Julius Creed is a hefty, nice meatball.
Nah, you know? You're gonna have to run a different one there. Just
sometimes you need a break, you know. You need a break, you know.
I think you need to run a different one. I think you need to run a different
one. Okay. You're
gonna have to veto that one.
How about we talked about this guy earlier. How about Finn Balor? Listen, size, not Finn Balor? Okay. Mm. Let me scratch him off. Then I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna go outside because this person loves wrestling. I'm gonna go.
Jeff, would you like the Rack to send you his list so you could just read from that?
No, I don't think I have a list.
I can send you pictures to show you what meat looks like. So you have a reference. Just look to your right. If they are smaller than this, they do not fit the mold.
Oh man!
Sorry, continue. I didn't mean to.
Come on, Jess.
That was hilarious.
Hit us with a big guy.
Another one? Oh, y'all want another one? Okay.
No. You're legit. Well,
I think the Rack interrupted you, and Vince did not hear who your pick was after Finn Balor.
I said, based on because this is a wrestling fan. I said Giannis, because he was at AEW, so it kind of counts as a wrestler, so to speak.
I'll let the celebrity one in there.
Yeah, the high grade meat.
It's Greek.
He was an AEW.
Lamb kebab. Yeah.
Who? Right.
Basketball player. Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, listen. I thought we were going to get through an entire show with y'all pulling this bullshit while I was here. But no, now we're just adding basketball players into the big men's wrestling royal. At least you could have said, like, Action Bronson, he had a match. But no, you're going to put some dude that was in the crowd in? All right, fuck it. If that is what we are doing, ladies and gentlemen, the next pick for the Rack, you just wait. Vince, go ahead.
I have an idea of where you're going with it.
Go ahead.
Listen. We're not gonna sit here and talk about stereotypes or nothing, but I like some dog meat. Give me some Braun Breaker. There you go. Now that's meat.
That's meat.
No.
Savory. Listen,
none of the meat y'all have talked about has anything on the Rack's next pick. Ladies and gentlemen, entering in What number is this, Vince?
29.
Number 29. So this would have been the Rack's last pick. This works perfectly, ladies and gentlemen. Entering in the Meatiest Men Rumble, the Warden Matt Ritter. Lock that shit in. Since we're just throwing celebrities in there, he's a fucking porn star. Put his ass in there.
Justin, do you got another?
I do. Okay, so this is more of a, you know what I'm saying, a more different type of flavor, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But it might be one that everyone likes because it's a big, meaty man. Great Khali.
Okay. Indian meat. It's mm-hmm. It's a delicacy.
It is a delicacy. Hotter than some, but, you know, still gets the flavors. Yeah. All down your esophagus.
This guy. Okay. So why don't we keep going? All right. Number 31. Because we got to get to 40. We haven't said this, man. Give me a little caterpillar meat. Give me Otis.
Ooh, yeah. Damn. That was going to be on my list, too.
Did I miss something?
It's 40. It's 40.
Total. No, I 40. Where the so fuck 40, did the rest?
So we both try to get it locked. Now we're working together to try to get.
Right. No, I was ready to do the show and then something happened. And then all of a sudden I heard my name and now I'm back. And you just said number 31.
Yeah.
And not even half my list, but a lot of my list is gone. So what the fuck happened?
You got possessed by the ghost of Rat. Past.
God damn it. I hate when that happens. Who the fuck did he put in?
He put in you as his last pick.
He put in you as your last pick. And that's how you get called into the whole thing.
All right. I still got 24 people on this. No, I'm sorry. 23 people because you just said Otis. Bishop Khan.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Bishop Khan. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
He is one of the meaty men that hangs out with Swerve.
Okay.
In that tag team, Gates of Agony.
Okay.
I do know shit. All right.
For me, I'm going in more a raw meat style. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, tenderize and cook to perfection. Ivar.
That's a good one. That's a meaty man. Okay. This might be cheating, but this is a big meaty man. I'm going to go. Can I count? Can I just steal and skip a turn next time and just go 34, 35, Akam and Rizar?
No, You can pick one and then we'll see if the other one makes it in. Which one do you like better?
Rizar, because it sounds like a razor.
Okay.
Okay.
35. And then you can put number 35 down as Akam.
I can't stand you. 36, Jess.
Okay. I got him, and this is a more foreigner meat, you know what I'm saying? Still will hit on all cylinders. Hikaleo from New Japan.
That's a good one. Yeah. Baby Tonga.
Baby Tonga.
Hickey Liquor?
Hickey Liquor. Talked about their fashion mate. Karen Cross.
Okay.
X marks the spot, or so they say, something like that.
As we do, honoring the House of Black, Brody King.
Okay. Justice is the last one, and then we got a unanimously have the final one be one specific.
I thought I was 30. He was 37. You were 38. I was 39. So isn't this the last one?
So this is 38. He's got 39. And then there's one final 40.
But you told him. So you were 34. I was 35, 36, 37, 38. Okay. I don't know. I heard you tell Jesse he was 37. You got me all fucked up.
Okay. No, I'd say he looks like he's 37.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So like I think because I met this person, so I seen the meat right in person. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna give my last pick to Follow Ball.
Fala Ball.
I don't know if you guys know him. He's he was wrestling.
Are you trying to say Bad Luck Fale?
Yeah, no, not Bad Luck Fale. Fala Ball. Oh, no. He's kind of a bigger dude, a bigger Filipino dude. He kind of does a similar gimmick to Ryokozuna on the independent scene.
Wasn't he on Impact?
He was on Impact.
I can't hear what you're saying, so you're gonna have to wait.
I'm putting my shirt
back on. Okay. For those of you listening, and I can't hear anything Vince is saying, but it's probably not important. We got to decide what number 40 is. It's going to be a good time. I still have 17 people on my list that I can give you guys, and then you guys can decide which one you like best.
So let's do this.
Sorry, were you saying something?
Yes.
Yeah. Ball is my last pick. He was on Impact. He had a little small run with TJP as a tag team champions on NXT or on Filipino. Impact Filipino. Okay. So I had to give that pick to him.
Okay. So there's one final spot at 40, and I think it's only apropos to this specific person being there. I don't know if this person is listed in Matt's
list. I thought you said we were going to all unanimously decide. Now you're
I'm going to say this name, and I think we can all unanimously decide this guy.
I know what you're going to say, and leave that poor man and his broke neck alone. We don't know if he's okay.
Fictional. This is all fiction. This is all fiction. Okay, Matt, list off your list, and if we like anyone better, we'll put him in there.
I've got Josh Biggs.
Yes.
Wolfgang. Yes. Luke Gallows. Sangha. Veer. Big Bill.
Big Cass. Or
H. Morrissey, whatever you want. AJ Francis. Moose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about
PCO.
Oh.
Lance Archer. For the conservatives, we've got Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar, Brian Cage, Joe Coffey, Toa Leona, Bad Luck Fale, and Mark Coffey.
No, I'm gonna nominate. No Great O'Con.
I looked. He's 6'2". I felt like he wasn't meaty enough. I'm not out here trying to throw in men that don't fit the meaty. Listen, I want a Great O'Con on the list. I did.
He rides the meat.
I'm gonna go with the.
I mean, we're not doing ridiculous things like saying Finn Balor, so why would I?
Bro, he slings his
girth. They're talking. Biggie said girth. Ball business.
I feel like if you guys didn't say Damian Priest, I wasn't gonna say Great O'Con. Neither of you tried to put Dominic Mysterio in. Thank fucking God.
Hey, we know that man does not fit this thing. List. We know that.
Here's the thing. I would like, yes, Damian Priest is a big guy, like a big guy in terms of wrestling. But he's not a meaty man, and you need meat on the bones. That's why when Justice over here, Julius Creed, I'm like, nah, bitch, run that shit back, pick someone else.
That's why I didn't go Great O'Con.
Well, I mean, if Damian Priest looked the way he did before all this, then maybe he would fit in there.
You know what? So who do we want to make that final four?
I'm gonna nominate Bad Luck.
Bad Luck Fale.
I'm okay with Vince's original pitch to put in Big E in the Big Meaty Men Royal Rumble as well. I was just giving him shit.
Okay.
Oh, is that where you going?
Biggie, So Big E can be the final 40, and we'll do this. We'll get rid of the basketball player Giannis and put Bad Luck Fale in National Wrestling.
That fits.
Okay. I love this idea because Matt Ritter, on his way down to the ring, gets attacked by Nia Jax and replaced by Nia Jax. She just wipes him the fuck out. Smashes him, if you will.
Yeah.
Thought he was Chelsea Green.
Clap attack.
He's just laying there with a big smile on his face. Never been happier. Because we've seen Nia Jax enter the men's rumble, so I feel like she is qualified.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. So, okay. Can we collectively try to figure out who would win this? Or do we just want to let the Getcho fans pick who they think would win this?
I mean, I need to see the whole list again, but after watching what he did to Dragon Lee, my money's kind of on Obafemi right now.
Obafemi right now.
There's a lot of big dudes in here, though. You know,
yeah.
Just imagine all of them in the ring. Just all can the ring handle all that? You know,
gotta triple enforce that ring.
Well, right. I'm sure some of them would be like, we're doing a Royal Rumble thing here. Like, we're not putting all 40 men in at the same time.
Oh, I don't know. I think you gotta.
I think you would need to. All that rubbing and chafing. Oh, I think that's what you want to see.
You know what? Do what they used to do in WCW in World War III or whatever, and have the three rings, and then have all the big meaty men And then eventually they come down to one ring.
Okay.
You know what would be really cool for this is if, because we saved Big E for 40, he's the 40th entrant, right? Mm-hmm. If what they did was everyone is expecting Big E, the New Day music plays, and Kofi comes out as if he's like going to join this for mm-hmm. Big E. But before he gets down to the ring, the music plays again, and then Xavier Woods comes out, mm-hmm. and they just stand there arguing, and then they both look back, and the music plays again, and then we get Big E.
Yeah,
I thought that'd you were going good. Somewhere else with that. I thought where you were going with that is Kofi Kingston comes out instead of Big E, and then Brock Lesnar's music gets taken up.
Oh wow! Wow!
I thought that's where you were going with it.
Damn,
that's fucked up.
Very, very fucked up.
You know what? To me, I think because this is Big E's idea, I feel like he should be the one to win. You know, I think maybe another interesting thing that we could talk about is like who would be the final four meaty men. Oh,
no, my fault.
Okay,
technical difficulties. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. Who would be the final four meaty men?
well, obviously, Big E,
Obafemi.
Okay,
I'd like to get one out of like every promotion. So I'm gonna go
bad luck, right? Bad luck.
Big E in there. Okay. What promotion is he from?
New Japan.
That might have to be five then. So we got Big E rep in WWE. So then AEW, I'm going to say Keith Lee.
Right, okay.
Or Samoa Joe.
I was going to say Samoa Joe, maybe. Yeah.
Joe's the champion. Joe's the champion. Okay. Let's go, Joe.
So we got Big E, we got Samoa Joe. So that covers AEW and WWE and Ring of Honor all in one shot because he's really a Ring of Honor superstar. So TNA, who do we got from TNA? Jake TNA. Something, Black Taurus.
Yeah, we could go with Jake Something.
Is that all we did for?
Well, we didn't include Moose. Oh,
Moose didn't make it. Apparently, you guys just don't watch TNA like I do. So
no, you're one of the five people to watch it. Willie Mack? No, fuck Willie.
No, Willie Mack is a. Was he not E? No, he's not.
Okay.
Then fuck it. We'll put Bad Luck Fale in, and we won't put someone in from TNA because nobody watches it anyway.
Okay.
And then our fourth person.
Give it open.
Maybe one of your legacy builds or.
Nah. I think. What you say? Big E, Samoa Joe, Bad Luck Fale, Obafemi.
We're pushing Obafemi, huh?
No Titus?
Nah, he just slides into the ring. He's already eliminated.
He would eliminate himself just walking in there.
Yeah.
Omos? You wouldn't do? Oh, but we already have WWE in there, right?
Omos Sapiens versus Feminist?
Hey.
Get Big E, Omos, Obafemi, and Keith Lee.
Joe, right? Oh, okay.
Keith Lee. Four black meats. That's the theme of how we started this. You might as well end it that way.
That's the theme of how you guys started this.
Listen, it was not by design, but I'm glad we went that path.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I know what Vince's Pornhub wraparound was. Melissa swears to God it's guys that look like me, but I don't think it is.
Or maybe it starts that way and it just ends with guys that look like you, you know? Oh, but that's
maybe
good.
Maybe I'm just a fluffer for what he really wants.
But that's good. I think this meaty man, I think this could go, we could have done more than 40 and it still would have been hilarious. But yeah, thank you for participating with this. Vince, this was dope. But we couldn't end this episode without a couple messages.
Sure.
You know, as I stated earlier, you know, CM Punk makes us all kind of losers because we don't get to see him wrestle in WrestleMania. But he did come out and say some really inspiring things. And I think that's what we have to take from this injury. Is that it's not a time for him to mope or whatever, but it's a time to heal. It's a time to self-preserve. Because that's how we have to look at things. Sometimes we get caught up in doing our work and doing what we do, and we don't get time to stop and smell the roses. And we never listen to somebody that's got our back and telling us, hey, maybe you should just chill out. Don't make too many jokes about meaty men. Maybe just be about the meaty men. And those are us here at the Get Your Podcast and Matt Ritter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicago Meatpacking District over here.
That's right.
Listen, guys. Around this time, it's WrestleMania season. You know, it's Road to WrestleMania. You just finished the Royal Rumble. Sometimes you get there, you want to try to finish your story, but you run out of ink and your pen. You know, it's midnight. Walgreens is closed. CVS is closed. Can't really finish your story. But you can't sit there and blame other people. And just because you're thirsty to finish your story doesn't mean you need to drink some Haterade. So this WrestleMania season, don't pray for others' downfall. Pray for your own success. Don't be a player hater. Be a player hater. Hate the player. Something like that. Don't be true. Don't be true.
You're gonna be really glad you didn't go after me, and I apologize in advance. Get up on your feet, put your hands together, sing along with Three Count. We'll party up forever. We like the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC too. Britney Spears is kind of cute. We watch TRL on MTV. Everybody, Three Count. One, two, three.
finger snaps. Way to end it. But yeah, guys, if you like that, if you like this, you can find me in the Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. Vince, where can they find you, homie?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. Hit up my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SESVince. By the time you're listening to this episode, me and Bashar, we actually dropped some NBA content predicting who we think should be the All-Star reserves for the All-Star game, which will be getting announced later on today, Thursday. So go ahead and check that out. Have that going for you. So yeah, follow me on socials, YouTube, all that stuff.
Matt?
If you don't ever want to fucking hear about basketball, you guys can check me out on Twitter at Matt Ritter, MattRidder, or at Getting Off Matt Ritter for your wrestling content, Getting Off for your horror content, never basketball. Also, Smackin' Raw is live every Saturday, trying to keep Vince from talking basketball. 11 p.m. Central, midnight Eastern, twitch.tv/creationworld, youtube.com/creationworld. Just go to creationworld.com. It'll get you the links to everything you need. And any other social medias you want to follow me on, at Smackin' Raw, whether it's Instagram, Threads, TikTok, or Blue Sky.
Not Sky Blue.
I wish.
Someday.
I really, really wish.
It can happen.
We need to do a thick.
My wife would never let that happen.
A Thickums Rumble. Sky Blue would be in there.
Okay. Beautiful Thickums bodies bumping the.
Yeah.
Beautiful bodies bumping
the guy at Rumble, or however the kids are saying it nowadays.
Right. But yeah, guys. Well, thank you for listening to us. Okay, with the Tegio Calderon.
Gotta bring it back.
Come on.
Hey.
Chupapita.
Right here.
Ante el mundo. Konnichiwa, bitches.